All right, this is an exteriorized process. And what you do is you just have the fellow practice while exteriorized until he can copy things and copy them and copy them and copy them. You have him copy them many times. Make perfect duplicates of things? No. No, this is another step entirely. You don't have him unmock the moon. You have him copy moons. Copy the moon and copy the moon until he's perfectly satisfied finally. You know, I could make a moon if I wanted to. And push the copies together and put them in his pocket or throw them away or put them in yesterday or do anything you want him to do with them. All right. Then this step consists of exteriorizing somebody and chasing him all over the universe, having him copy everything he can lay his eyes on. Now, of course, we had him doing that, didn't we? In R1-5, which is, say, he said, be 3 feet back of your head. The fellow says, all right. You see, what you're looking at? Well, I don't know. I see all this blackness. You say, copy it. If he'd said elephants, you'd have said, copy it. If he'd said tigers, you'd have said, copy it. If he'd said nothing, you'd said, copy it. Follow me? Your immediate reply to whatever he said was, copy it. This is, of course, an extension of R1-5. To let a person out of the universe 100%. And you would just simply ask him to copy everything he laid his eyes on. But this time, you would send him all over the place. Instead of permissively having him copy everything he set his eyes on, R115 varies. It varies like this. You would send him someplace, and you would select something for him to copy. You'd say, all right, now I'll just go to over the Sahara Desert. What you see? You see, I see the Sahara Desert, I guess, and so forth. You say, well, go find a camel. Okay, copy him. Make another copy, make another copy, make another copy, make another copy, make another copy of the camel, and another copy of the camel. Now while you're copying, throw those all away. Now while you're copying this camel, make the copy of the desert around him. Copy the camel in the desert, 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 copy the camel in the desert. Now push all those things together and do whatever you want to do with them. Now copy the camel, and as far as you can see to all horizons. And I'll make a copy of everything you can see now. Everything you can see now, everything you see, in other words, gradient scale. Camel, little more desert, the whole desert that he can lay his eyes on. Finally, you will have him backed off to a point where he'll be copying Earth. Have a copy of Earth. And finally, he'll get so good that he'll be copying Earth, and he suddenly remembers he's not putting people on there. You know. He's not putting plants. There isn't any intricate detail in his copies, and he will repair this, and he will put more and more detail. And so on. You want to watch out because you don't want two planets in this orbit. So you always have him push all the mock-ups together and have him put them in his pocket. Follow me?